This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's aviation sector is a key player in the global air transport industry, and today it is filled with self-confidence. Mr. Modi was addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today.
ये कार्यक्रम चार दशक बाद भारत में हो रहा है. इन चार दशकों में भारत में बहुत कुछ बदल चुका है. आज का भारत पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है. ग्लोबल एविएशन इकोसिस्टम में हम न केवल एक विशाल मार्केट है, बल्कि पॉलिसी लीडरशिप, इनोवेशन और इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट के प्रतीक भी है.
The Prime Minister said the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in Indian civil aviation, and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. Speaking on the occasion, Civil Aviation Minister K. Rao Mohan Naidu said that the government is committed to develop 50 more airports in the next 5 years in the country. India and Paraguay have decided to further strengthen their ties in the sectors like clean energy, green hydrogen and biofuels. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said India and Paraguay are together in the fight against terrorism.
हम साझी समृद्धि का मार्ग प्रशस्त करेंगे. एक्सेलेंसी, हमारे पास आर्थिक सहयोग सहित डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स, ऊर्जा, कृषि, स्वास्थ्य, डिफेंस, रेलवे तथा स्पेस जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग के नए अवसर हैं. एक्सेलेंसी, आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और पराग्वे कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर खड़े हैं.
A memorandum of understanding was signed between India and Paraguay for establishment of joint commission mechanism between the two nations. Later, addressing the media this afternoon about the meeting, Secretary East and External Affairs Ministry P. Kumaran said the two countries expressed willingness to continue working together on matters of common interest in various multilateral organizations. The government has notified the guidelines for a scheme to promote manufacturing of electric passenger cars in the country. This was stated by Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy while briefing the media in New Delhi today. The minister said that India is offering low import tax, which is 15% on electric cars worth at least $35,000, to attract big international car brands. In Sikkim, three army personnel lost their lives while several others are missing after massive landslide struck the Indian Army's camp at Chetan in Mangan district last evening. Rescue efforts are underway by the Indian Army to evacuate those trapped under the debris. Meanwhile, 1,678 tourists stranded in Lachung were evacuated safely. In Assam, flood situation remained grim today with the water levels rising in many parts of the state. Around 4 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 17 districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, the death toll due to flood and landslides in the state has risen to 10. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to the Chief Secretary and Director General of Police, Bihar, over the alleged brutal physical assault and death of a minor rape victim at Patna Medical College and Hospital. The commission sought a detailed report in the matter within 2 weeks. Telangana is celebrating its statehood today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the people of Telangana on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched a performance of the Indian contingent at the recently held 2025 Asian Athletics Championships in South Korea. Indian athletes delivered a powerful performance at the champions, winning a total haul of 24 medals. In IPL T20 cricket, the Punjab Kings will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the summit clash in Ahmedabad tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.